When Strad opened his eyes, he did not see an angry glare in his beautiful fairy friend's eyes. Rather, her cheeks were flushed. Her wrist bore the brunt of Strad's sneeze, but it was not nasal mucus that hit her. It was a compound that gently pulsated on her skin that looked and acted like an amorphous alloy without reaching high heat to melt. When it hardened, she looked down at her wrist in astonishment, and without even thinking, Strad asked, "Wait, when did you get that metal bracelet?"
I didn't.
Strat, when was the last time you had a histamine attack? Not since I was a larva, Tet. But it never looked like this. Whatever it is. His sides felt bruised from the violent abdominal contractions. His eyes saw spots for a few minutes. But the moment it cleared up, Strat saw what happened.
Wow, look at how it glints,
he murmured in awe. Strat, let's try something here. Tetra shook her wings, and golden dust dislodged itself in Strat's face. Again, he gave a mighty, powerful sneeze, but Tetra stood tall and let it hit her right in the face. Her hunch was correct. The mucus, or rather, alloy, solidified into a malleable metal, and it resulted in Tetra having a silver mask of her face. When Tetra held it in her hands, the metal mirrored the aurora they saw in the sky minutes earlier, shimmering with all the colors of the rainbow. For all the strain to his abdomen, this discovery of theirs made short work of Strat's pain.
Tetra, how did this happen?
Tetra chucked him gently on the chin and said, don't you know the first rule of the cosmos? Don't dissect the magic. Tetra gave him the mask to look at closer, but it reacted differently when he touched it. It changed from chrome metal into a solid metal imprinted with the lifelike face of Tetrazin, right down to her eye hue. Now both of them were flummoxed. Tetra, is there any chance that you and I are thinking the same thing? Tetra did not need to answer aloud, apart from her saying, forgive me for this, my dear green jeans. Carrying Strat in her tiny, graceful arms, she flew into the window of her mother's arboretum, where a few never-beings in flowers had book club. A few massively painful sneezes later, nearly bruising his insides for life, a surprisingly happy Strat and Tetra went back outside, with metal of different graphics and images on them. Each an image of pop culture that appealed into Strat's soul print. Tetra, we need to get back to NS Estates fast. Way ahead of you. Hang on tight, Stratty.